questions about enrollment. We're always cautiously optimistic, and we are continuing for the second year the 12-week summer semester, which is relatively new in the history of the University of Alaska. We were pleased with our first trial last summer. We have added a number of courses to the 12-week semester this year compared to what was available last year, so we have expanded that 12-week semester, and preliminary indications are that students are moving toward greater acceptance of the 12-week semester.
You say we've had some growth. What kind of growth have we had in the last few years?
Well, in the total summer session enrollments, credit hour production, and head count of students, we've moved up rather dramatically, in my judgment, starting in 1981, I think, was where we really started moving up. And let me maybe stop this if I can get my bifocals here.
I understand we've had some rather dramatic growth in summer sessions.
Yes, there's been no question that we've expanded rather rapidly, and just to give some benchmark figures, we've more than tripled our enrollment since 1977, and we won't continue in terms of percentages to expand or show these kinds of dramatic increases, but we do expect and anticipate continued growth in our enrollments.
Why are we getting more growth?
Multiple reasons. Certainly the attractiveness of the student loan program, which enables students to go to school rather than work, has been a factor. My own judgment as to the biggest factor has been the expansion of the curriculum. We used to have a very limited number of courses directed toward teachers and rather specific populations, and now we have a much broader array of courses for continuing students and other groups, and I have very little doubt that it has been this broader curricular offering that has attracted more students.
Let me change direction for just a minute. We'll talk about this summer. What do we have offered this summer? What are some of the courses, and how is this going to be a broader offering than in the past?
All right. This is basically a continuation of efforts we've started several years ago to move into a broader array of disciplines being displayed in the summer. Perhaps the most dramatic expansion this year has been in the physical and natural sciences. We have a basic physics course, lab course available this summer, courses in chemistry, courses in geology, and we are moving more into the sciences. I would particularly like to see us take advantage of our geography and our summer opportunities for field science courses, and we do have an anthropology, a field anthropology, archaeology course. So we've done a lot more in the science area this summer, or are doing more in the science area this summer than we've been able to do before.
What are some of the popular courses? Where do we have the demand in some courses?
All right. Several areas. The field of mathematics has continued to have very strong enrollments, and this is a reflection of the continuing demand that is expressed in the fall and spring semester. And we do serve in the summer as an overflow or safety valve, trying to provide those courses that are in such high demand during the fall and spring semesters that students can't get what they need sometimes. Computer science, again, is an area that has been in very strong demand, and we have courses in education, an orientation for rural teachers new to the state of Alaska that has enrolled 70 to 80 students, and that continues to be a very high demand course.
At one point, our summer school was really an education summer school for teachers, which, while filling a very good need, have we expanded, or is that still our scope?
That's a population we certainly still direct course offerings toward, but no, this is simply one of many populations we're now serving, and there's no question that we have broadened from this very narrow focus to a more comprehensive program.
I've jumped around. Anything that I didn't hit that you would like to include at this point?
Let me think a minute.
Let me turn this off. Somebody wants to go to summer school. What do they need to do now?
All right. They have a lot of very easy options. We've tried to make registration for summer school as easy as possible, and we are currently registering students, and I avoid the term pre-registration, which could be confusing. We are actually registering students who pay their fees, and they are totally enrolled in the courses of their choice, so they need only show up at the class and they're in. This will be a continuous registration. It started the 19th of March, and students can register any time up until the time classes actually start. In fact, they could actually register the first day or two of classes. We also have information in our catalog, which will be available, as a matter of fact, in the next day or two, we hope, which we'll allow students to register by mail. We even take credit cards. So walk-in registration, mail registration, registration when they first show up for classes on the first day of instruction. So there's no difficulty in getting into classes.
Can we talk a little bit about the structure of summer school? I know it's a three-part program. Could you tell me what the parts are and how they improve?
We, again, in our efforts to focus the programs toward different populations, we have retained a very intensive three-week session in June. And these are courses where the person would come in and typically take 1 3-hour course or an even shorter workshop. For the person who essentially needs a particular course or credits for renewal of teacher certificate or whatever purpose and or degree deficiencies, and would have the rest of the summer for other activities. Then we have the longer 6 weeks session starting in July, early July, where the person could take more courses but still not have the entire summer tied up. And then, of course, I mentioned the relatively new 12-week summer semester, which, and this is our second year of that organizational structure, and that is for the person who wants a full semester's work in the summer, which would be somewhat comparable to a full semester in the winter. Slightly shorter, but this would permit the student to take from 12 to 15 credits, qualify for student loan assistance, and generally move very rapidly toward degree objectives.
Do we have the dormitory problem?
We have an enormous problem for students who want to bring families, and the married student type of housing is almost non-existent. I don't envision as big a problem this year for regular dormitory rooms as last year. You'll recall last year we had the permafrost conference, which brought an awful lot of people into the campus housing for a relatively short time, but yet blocked other students out of rooms. And so I think students should be very aware of the fact that, yes, they need to get registered and get their housing reservations in, but I don't see the problem that we had last year for this summer.
Again, I've jumped around. Is there anything else you'd like to add?